This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I want to bounce this off of you. As someone who played at a high level in terms of baseball at the George Washington University. I think this is something any fan could have an opinion on as well, though. Do you have any issue with players who put themselves and their careers maybe on a pedestal over a team ask? And here's what I mean by that. Marcus Stroman was late to show up to Yankees camp, who's been a longtime successful major league starting pitcher, because he was at odds with the team, as we now know, over his role, where it looks like there's not a spot in the rotation for him at this moment after he pitched to a 4.3 ERA, won 10 games, made 30 starts last year. He's been ultra durable as a starter. This is a guy way back when in 2012 was the 22nd overall pick in the draft. So he reported to camp where it looks like he might be the odd man out in their rotation and have to move to the bullpen. And he said, I'm not going to pitch in the bullpen. And he met with the media and they're asking him questions about being a reliever. And he just kept reiterating, I'm a starter. I'm not a reliever. I won't pitch in the bullpen. This is like my kid telling me, I'm not going to bed. Not like a, hey, Dad, I don't really want to go to bed. Like a, now I've got to do something because you're challenging me by saying what you are willing and not willing to do. I'll give you another example, Danny. The Red Sox just made this great move. Mm-hmm. They signed Alex Bregman, a multi-time champion with the World Series winning Astros, who's off to a Hall of Fame start to his career, to a three-year contract at $40 million per year, which is a massive contract. They gave him $120 million over the next 3 years. Bregman is a gold glove winning third baseman. This is the team, Danny, that committed the most errors in the infield in the sport last year. And their third baseman, Rafael Devers, who's the face of their team, who's the best hitter on the team, was one of the biggest star bats in Major League Baseball, commits more errors at third base than anybody every single year. So they bring in Bregman, and the thought is either that they're going to have him play second because Devers will stay at third, or ideally, they've got the best second base prospect in the sport who's ready to debut right now. They'll play him at second. They'll move Bregman to third. They'll make the worst infield defense in the sport a lot better. And they'll have Devers, who's this amazing hitter, DH or play first. Except that Rafael Devers has kind of been quiet over the last few days. They won't say what position Bregman's playing. It's dragged on. It's been really weird. And everyone's going, behind the scenes, he must be bristling a little bit. And he finally spoke to the media yesterday. And what did he say? I'm a third baseman. I'm not moving. I play third. I'm the third baseman here. Bregman can play where he wants, but it won't be third base. I'm paraphrasing. But what he actually said over and over was, right. I'm the third baseman. I'm not moving positions. So you've got Stroman with the Yankees. You've got Devers with the Red Sox both saying this. It's very odd that you see players come out this publicly and basically tell their team to kiss their butt. But this is the era that we are going toward.
You just that was my first sentence. This is the era. It is the opposite of what I was conditioned with, what I grew up with, played with, got as far as I did with. I do not empathize with it. I don't see it. I don't understand it. But well, I do understand. It is a clear as day line in what pro sports is. We were under the illusion for so long that, yeah, these guys are private contractors. These guys are individuals who have to, you know, market themselves and brand themselves and earn as much as they can within a limited window and do whatever they want and treat it however they want. While they're with a team, it's about the team, right? Right? Clearly that it's not. I faced, now, I'm not a major leaguer, never said I was, but freshman year, I had a really good freshman season and was the starting third baseman. We got a recruit, a guy named Matt Krimmel, who was a draft pick of the Reds.
Ben Krimmel, who wrote stories on thefandc.com?
No, I'm talking about a talented baseball player who could have also played tight end at a major university and was a state champion in basketball, too. The guy was incredible. Shout out to Matt Krimmel.
You sleep on my Ben Krimmel pool.
I think I treated it appropriately.
Okay.
I think I got it and swam, moved right past it.
Yeah.
So Krimmel's primary position, third base. What's best for the team, coach? You're going to play everywhere. You're going to play some left field, play some first, play some third. You do whatever's needed. No problem. I'm here to win. I want to win games. That's the point. We're better with him than if he goes to play tight end at Cincinnati. We're better with him than if he goes to George Mason down the road. He's a stud. He's a Hall of Famer. So I move around. That's what you do. To say, what if I said no? Now, granted, it's a different situation. I have far less power as a college student at that point. No NIL, nothing else. And I probably would have, you know, lost my scholarship or whatever. But the idea to say, no, I'm not switching. Bullcrap, yes, you are. Wherever the skip puts you in the lineup is where you go. You know, I'm the third hitter. Not if you hit your second, jackass. I lead off. Not if you hit your fourth. Not if you hit your ninth. You don't get to write the lineup card. The job description doesn't include that. When it does, you're a player manager. You're something else. You do what they tell you to do. And I know that's not the way guys are now. I know that's not the way pro athletes are now. And there are some wake-up calls. I understand that. But it is something that I cannot stand. So I'll root against. But, you know, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to throw a tantrum if you want to.
But a lot of people like this. You know, they feel like the players, we see it with college athletes especially, which I think is a little bit different because those guys haven't been paid tens of millions of dollars for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. Like, my dad is super old school. So when there's a work stoppage in baseball, I talked to Scott Boras on air for 30 minutes on Sunday afternoon, and one of the things that came up was the potential of a work stoppage in baseball a year from now, which looks like it's going to happen. And I think the old school people like my dad are going to take the side of the teams or whatever and go, these dudes are making millions of dollars to play a kid's game. It's not that simple. Like, that's a silly way to look at it. It's also not as simple on the other side of just acting like the players are the victims and, you know, that they're just being forced and made to do these things when they're making really good money to do them. The truth, as is generally the case, is somewhere in the middle. But Danny, man, it's just getting less and less like what you and I grew up with, where, yeah, wherever you want me, Skip, like, that is just not a thing in sports that much anymore. Because you're your own brand, because you're making a ton of money, you're as popular in a lot of cases as the team, your jersey's being worn more so than, like, a Commander's hat is being worn.
Right.
And so Devers, by the way, has never won an MVP award. He's never really been that close. I think the highest 13th in the MVP vote. Really good player.
He's a stud.
330 homer seasons. Like, he's awesome. He's a three-time All-Star.
It's the double-edged sword that pro sports signed up for, right? In order to try to catch football or to try to, you know, market to people, what do? You don't market the brand of an individual team. I mean, they try to do that locally, of course, but nationally, you're trying to get people to care about Rafael Devers. You do that enough times, you go to that well, you empower players to a degree that I think is off-putting to a lot of us.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.